Your online feature will begin in just a moment. First, a reminder that BBN is a listener-supported Christian radio and internet ministry. To support us, click donations at bbnradio.org. That's donations at bbnradio.org.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to His temple draw near. Join me in glad
Welcome to the Bible study program, Words of Praise. Dr. Donald R. Hubbard is our teacher, and I'm your host, Jeff Apthorpe. I'm looking forward to hearing more about the miraculous feeding of the 5,000 men, aren't you? Let's go right away to our lesson. Here's Dr. Hubbard.
The Word feeds us. We need to know the Word of God. It is God's revelation to us in this world today. And that's the reason why that we have committed ourselves to an in-depth study of the Word of God, day by day, on Words of Praise. We're studying the life of the Lord Jesus as set forth in the Gospel, according to Mark. We're now in the 6th chapter, and if you are where you can, why not take a break from your present routine and open your copy of the New Testament to Mark chapter 6 and read along with me as I read a few verses highlighting the miracle that Jesus performed in feeding the 5,000 men. I'm beginning to read with verse 35 of Mark chapter 6. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. He answered and said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, Shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? He saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven, and blessed and brake the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before them, and the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes, and they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. Jesus has this large crowd in front of him, comprised of at least 5,000 men. Statisticians tell us that probably there were between 10 and 12,000 people if you include the number of women and children present on that occasion. The disciples had returned from the ministry which Jesus had committed to them, which the chapter opened with. They've come back with glowing reports, and of course, everywhere they went, what they did was in the name of Jesus, so the name of Jesus was proclaimed throughout that region. Jesus had told the disciples to come apart and rest a while, but the people saw Jesus, and they began to follow after him. Jesus got into a ship and went to a private place, but the people ran on land and came to where he was, and when he came out of the boat and stepped upon the shore, he saw much people. No leisure for Jesus. That's what the text says in verse 31. They had no leisure so much as to eat. When Jesus saw the multitude, he wasn't annoyed or irritated that plans had to be changed. No, because the heart of Jesus was deeply touched. Touched by the company that he saw, and touched by the compassion that he felt. Notice, too, that our Lord Jesus Christ was also deeply touched by the communication that he shared. I want you to take a look at verse 34 again. That's been one of our key verses over our last several broadcasts concerning Jesus and his relationship to this vast crowd of people. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And now note, Mark chapter 6, verse 34, and he began to teach them many things. It is important that you and I understand the text in relationship of Jesus to what is called them in the text. Please take a look at verse 34. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward, underscore, that word, them. Come over with me to verse 37. He answered and said unto them, give ye them, underscore, that word, them, give ye them to eat. The word them in verse 34 referred to the multitude for teaching. The second them in verse 37 referred to the multitude for eating. Jesus wanted to share many things with these people. Thus we read in the latter part of verse 34, and he began to teach them many things. May I pause for a moment to observe we have two basic needs represented in these two verses, verses 34 and verse 37, all highlighted by that one word that I've asked you to underscore in verse 34 and verse 37, the word them. The people who gathered before Jesus, 5,000 men, not counting the number of women and children, had both a spiritual need as well as a physical need. In the ministry of Jesus on this occasion, it is important for you and me to realize that the spiritual need of the people took priority over the physical need in this instance. In verse 34, he began to teach them many things. But remember that the physical need was not overlooked. Jesus did say, give ye them to eat. A proper balance between the two needs is needed. Isn't it true that in our world today, that many times we Christians have been accused of being so otherworldly minded that we forget about the present physical needs of people? I would just like to remind our listening audience today that you do not divorce these two concepts, the spiritual need from the physical. It is a fact that the spiritual need is tremendously important, basically important, essentially important, because the soul lives forever. Therefore, it is wrong just to meet a physical need without also helping to meet the spiritual need. But on the other hand, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ should understand the teaching of the New Testament that when you meet the spiritual need of the individual, you must also help them in their physical needs. In the history of the church, it is quite interesting to observe that it has been Christians, in the main, who have been occupied with the matter of, well, for an example, care of slum children, the development of hospitals and orphanages, the real welfare of people back years ago before welfare was even known, and certainly before it was promoted. This is not a pat on the back for us who name the name of Jesus Christ. No, it is simply carrying out the obligation that Jesus had upon the heart of individuals. We see their spiritual needs. They need to be born again through personal faith in Jesus Christ. But we also see their physical needs, just as on this occasion, in Mark chapter 6, Jesus began to teach them many things. There was a spiritual hunger as well as a physical hunger, and Jesus would meet both needs. He would feed them spiritually. He would feed them physically. And that should ever be the desire of believers who minister to people. I have maintained all of my adult life that to meet the true needs of individuals, we must take a deep look at their relationship with God. To meet the physical need only without meeting their spiritual need will never be the ultimate answer for the needs of people. That's the reason why that many of our social welfare programs, frankly, have not worked. Of course, it is right to help people in their physical needs. But if we only do that, then we just do not change hearts. We do not change attitudes. Only Jesus Christ can change the heart. Only Jesus Christ can change the person. Only Jesus Christ can change the attitude. And when Christ does that, then you will find that the entire situation will be changed. It is not either or, it is both and. This is how Jesus saw it. He would meet their spiritual needs, he would also meet their physical needs. Jesus saw it this way, but sad to say, in the record given by Mark, the disciples did not see it in this way, not at least at the beginning. Now we come to the second major insight in the story or the record of the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. Our first insight was no leisure for Jesus. Now I want you to note the second one, and that is no light for the disciples. I'm reading verses 35 to 38. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. He answered and said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread and give them to eat? He saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. It is time now to focus on the disciples. And here again, when we read Mark's account of what the disciples thought and what the disciples did and what the disciples said, how strange both the attitude as well as the response of the disciples were. Remember, they had just returned from a wide and wonderful ministry to others. But for some reason or other, they were blind to seeing how God would work in their present situation. But I don't have to look at the disciples to know that that blindness may also affect me, and perhaps you as well. Is it not true that when we read the Bible, we know that God is a miracle-working God, and we know that God is working in the lives of people, but how blind we are to seeing how God works in our own lives today. How frustrated we sometimes become. This was a problem which the disciples faced. It is a problem which many of us face today, but now let's pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity to share the Word of God today. I do pray, Lord, teach us. Teach us, for we need to learn so much. And that which we learn, Lord, by the enablement of the Holy Spirit, help us to apply into our hearts and lives. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
That concludes the online feature. By the way, BBN is on social media. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.